Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In a significant move, I think that really emphasizes the growing intersection of generative AI and cybersecurity, Nexus Flow, which is a Silicon Valley startup, announced today that it has secured $10.6 million in a seed funding round. This was led by Point72 Ventures, and also had participation from Fusion Fund and several kind of esteemed AI experts and investment people. And I think this really kind of propels the company's valuation to $53 million, and that's post. So Nexus Flow's founder and CEO is Jayantu Jiao, and Jayantu stated that the capital is going to be channeled towards hiring, research and development, and ongoing product refinement, saying, quote, "We're helping customers pioneer the adoption of generative AI. Nexus Flow delivers a substantial benefit to security teams by enhancing their capabilities in various ways." So this was actually founded by a formidable trio consisting, of course, of the CEO we mentioned, also who is a computer science professor at UC Berkeley. Jian Yang is a former director of machine learning software at Samanova, and then also Kurt Keitzer, who is an ex-CTO at Synopsys. So Nexus Flow was created on the foundation that generative AI has disruptive potential in the cybersecurity landscape. And Jiao actually kind of expounded on all of this by saying, quote, "In today's digital era, security professionals grapple with an unending stream of evolving threats. They wrestle with countless data sources and tools. Their work feels like an eternal grind. Security operations centers perennially operate with too few hands to manage the ever-increasing workload. The intersections of generative AI and cybersecurity is heating up but remains less crowded than fields like sales or legal." So if we're kind of looking at the market trend here, I think it's worth noting that Nexus Flow is not alone in this endeavor. This year, both Google and Microsoft have launched generative AI features as part of their security product portfolios. And I think these upgrades really kind of aim to simplify the complex tasks of sifting through massive sets of security data by facilitating queries in natural language, right? So essentially, a cybersecurity professional it would be able to use this kind of natural language and query different things to find out if there's different threats or if there's different weaknesses in the system. But you know, when we're looking at kind of the functionality and potential here, I think according to Jiao, Nexus Flow aims to consolidate data from a bunch of different security knowledge bases and integrate them with existing security tools via their APIs. So using open source large language models deployed either behind a customer's firewall or in a cloud setting, the platform allows users to manage security software and receive metrics and insights through natural language commands. So Jiao also recently said, quote, "The security team can instruct Nexus Flow in plain English to seamlessly operate evolving security tools, avoiding steep learning curves and misconfigurations. The true revolutionary potential of generative AI becomes evident when it seamlessly interprets human instructions, synthesizes information from disparate sources, and effortlessly manages intricate software operations. This represents a paradigm shift in the field. So I think when we're kind of looking at the road ahead for Nexus Flow and where we're going to see this going into the future, I think while details concerning Nexus Flow's integration with specific security applications and services is not super clear to me, to be 100% honest, Jiao recently said that several companies are in talks with them for kind of proof of concepts, and the startup, which currently has a team of around 10 people, is looking to double its workforce by the year's end to handle the growing interest in its unique offering. I think where it's really going to struggle or maybe run into a difficulty is really building something that's compelling and robust enough to compete with, you know, similar tools and offerings from Microsoft and Google. But, you know, I think there's always space for small niche startups that do one thing very, very well, you know, in relation to kind of these bigger giants like Microsoft or Google that aren't quite as nimble and may not be able to target specific areas. So depending on how broad they are planning on being, I think is really where their success is really going to find their success. But in any case, I think the round of funding and strategic goals set by Nexus Flow signal an interesting phase for the cybersecurity industry, one that sees kind of a fusion of generative AI technology as a really compelling solution to age-old challenges. So whether Nexus Flow will live up to this mounting expectation, I think remains to be seen, but the startup is certainly one to watch in, I think, this rapidly evolving landscape of cybersecurity and artificial intelligence. So I'll definitely keep you updated on how they progress in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.